Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah of Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment of Hilchos Purim. Just to follow up on what we ended off with yesterday, the difference between the observance of Purim, the 14th of Adar, and Shushan Purim, the 15th of Adar, is defined by where someone is at the outset of Purim. So for example, if a person lived in Yerushalayim and found themselves in Bnei Brak on the 14th of Adar, or at the evening going into the 14th of Adar, they would observe Purim on the 14th. If a resident of Bnei Brak found themselves in Yerushalayim at the outset of the 15th of Adar, they would observe Purim on the 15th. There's a lot of discussion about this. I don't want to get bogged down by the details. I just want to clarify, unlike many other halachos, which are based on where does a person reside, and did they change their residence, did they not change their residence, this halacha of the observance of Purim is rooted in where actually physically was the person when Purim is being celebrated. Okay, now we're going to go on to the mitzvah of Megillah. As we know, the Megillah is read Purim night and Purim morning. It's good to realize that because it's a mitzvah of Purim night, the Megillah may not be read before Tzeis HaKochavim, before the day of the 13th Tanis Esther is definitely completed. Tzeis HaKochavim is the time, like they announce in Shul, Shema should be repeated after such a time. That's Tzeis HaKochavim. One is preferably not supposed to break the fast until after the Megillah is read. If a person has to attend a late Megillah reading, that's a specific question worthy of asking your local rabbi. Okay, but we read Megillah at nighttime once it's clearly the 14th of Adar, and we read the Megillah in the morning. A few halachos about the reading of the Megillah. One halacha that's really good to know is Barov Am Hadras Melech, which means that there's greater glory for the king when a greater multitude is gathered. And that's a classic idea. The reading of the Megillah is classified as Pirsume Nisa, a publicizing of the miracle. This is a publicizing of the miracle and great gratitude to Hashem for what he's done. And therefore, it's nicer to read it in a larger crowd. Now, that does not mean that if one davens in a shul of 50 families, that one should not go to that shul for Purim, and instead one should go to the shul of 100 families. It doesn't mean that at all. One should certainly daven with their regular minyan. What it does mean is that it's far better to attend shul or a shul for Megillah reading than to just go to a Megillah reading in someone's private home, even if there is a minyan present. Of course, there are many, many considerations. It could be a person can't hear the Megillah in shul. It could be a person can hear the Megillah better at home, whatever it is. But all things being equal, it's far better to attend some kind of public gathering of the Megillah reading. One halacha. Another halacha that comes up, could someone be yotze Megillah by hearing it over the telephone? Could someone be Yotze Megillah by hearing it via microphone? So there's much discussion about these topics. The standard practice is to assume one is not Yotze with that. Okay. Maybe the most important question, what is someone supposed to follow along with when they're hearing the Megillah in Shul? We know that the Baal Kore, the person reading, needs to read from a Kosher Megillah. We know that we're Yotze through his reading. We fulfill our obligation through his reading. He's reading from a Kosher Megillah. He has in mind to be Motzi us. We have in mind to be Yotze with him, and we're listening closely. Does it matter what we're following along in? You'll see many people come to shul with their own Megillahs. You'll see many people following along in Chumashim. Let's begin to describe to discuss the concept today, and I think we'll continue tomorrow. The halacha is that even if a Megillah was missing large segments, as long as it wasn't missing a whole section, as long as it wasn't missing the majority of psukim of the entire Megillah, as long as it wasn't missing the very beginning or very end of the Megillah is still kosher, which means that a Baal Kore could be reading from a Megillah and 25 psukim in, there could be a missing pasuk. If this Baal Kore is very proficient, he might be able to recite that pasuk from memory. And then he continues and reads the rest of the Megillah from the Megillah. was the congregation yotzei or not? The halacha is the congregation was absolutely yotzei because the Megillah was kosher. The Baal Koreh said all the words, and the vast majority of psukim of the Megillah were present. We will discuss tomorrow how that applies in our circumstances. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.